Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving into a pretty heated conversation in the AI world. Should foundational AI models be open source or closed source? It's honestly one of those debates that really gets to the heart of innovation, security, and how companies plan to play the long game.
It's a fascinating crossroads for sure. On one side, you have the open source advocates. They really believe that transparency is the key to unlocking faster innovation. When everyone can see and audit the code, it not only strengthens security, but also democratizes access to some truly groundbreaking technology.
That's so true. But then you flip to the other side, and closed source models are all about centralized control. Companies argue that keeping things proprietary lets them enforce much stricter safety guardrails, protect their hard-earned intellectual property, and really keep a lid on risks like malicious misuse or runaway deployments.
Exactly. And you can see this playing out in real time right now. NVIDIA, for instance, is actively pushing an open-source AI alliance. Their goal is pretty clear: standardize how models are built, cut through the technological fragmentation, and drive down costs across both hardware and software ecosystems.
What's interesting, though, is who's notably missing from that table. Giants like OpenAI and Anthropic are staying away, sticking firmly with their proprietary models. It's almost like two completely different philosophies are operating side by side.
And they're not just ignoring the debate, they're making a calculated choice. Both companies frame their closed-door approach as a necessary risk management strategy. They emphasize that centralized oversight is simply essential to enforce safety filters, manage rapid updates, and prevent real-world threats like AI-generated misinformation or deepfakes.
It's a lot to weigh, right? And while these corporate strategies are pulling in different directions, the government is actually shifting gears. The White House is moving past the open versus closed argument and focusing squarely on building robust accountability frameworks.
That's a crucial pivot. Regulatory efforts are now zeroing in on transparent reporting around training data, bias mitigation, data provenance, and independent audit mechanisms. And importantly, these standards are being applied regardless of whether a model's source code is public or private.
So really, where corporate strategy meets federal regulation is going to shape the entire next phase of AI development. It's going to be such a defining moment for the industry. But let's bring it down to earth for a second. What does this actually mean for us as everyday users?
Well, on a practical level, privacy is already becoming a pressing concern. We're seeing AI chatbot conversations increasingly indexed by search engines, which raises immediate questions about personal data exposure.
That's actually something a lot of people are already dealing with. The good news is, there are steps we can take right now to protect ourselves. You can adjust your platform privacy settings, opt out of data retention and model training, use browser extensions to block indexing, or even submit manual removal requests directly to search engines.
Those are smart, proactive measures. But stepping back, it's clear that the open versus closed source divide isn't going to be settled by a single policy or one corporate decision.
I agree. Both approaches have such distinct advantages, and realistically, they're going to coexist for the foreseeable future.
Precisely. The critical takeaway here is that long-term AI progress will ultimately depend on prioritizing user safety, ethical deployment, and genuine corporate accountability.
Absolutely. As hardware leaders push for open collaboration and major model developers continue to refine their proprietary safety systems, it's up to all of us, users, developers, and policymakers, to demand transparency and regulatory oversight. Only then can we ensure AI truly serves the public interest. Thanks for listening.